because you can handle the truth.
Welcome from Western Montana to all. As we wind up into this Thanksgiving holiday season, I would like to remind those listeners of RBN that there isn't a person alive on earth that has asked to be born, not one. Anyway, you're listening to Perception Management here on RBN. The phone lines are open, and the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Today is November 24th, 2019. Gator Boy took the night off. He kind of asked me to do his show, but poor little thing's worn out. I got to pick on him as much as I can. Anyway, nor within our birth did we ever have a chance to decide what race we are. We can blame our parents, who met under whatever conditions drew them together. We also, for children, are being brought up in this world. We're also given the religion of our parents. Religion should be noted as one's way of life and not the actual worship of some deity. Within that upbringing, we at some point become aware of things around us. We should seem to know whether there is a law on the books or not that doing something is either wrong or right. Within that, we all have the choice in life, and at that direction we'll go. I'm saying that because some may have noted that I don't really care about patriotism. I was born as an American. Of course, what you see going on in the country, which is allegedly done in your name, is what draws me to that conclusion. It's the same in other countries. What is done in other people's names. It's all for within that lack of being wrapped in a flag of a country. My eyes to the world are open to see everything that's being done, both good and bad. One thing we do have in common is our free will. Born into this country, I have abided by its laws, raised a family, never been in trouble with the law in any way. That includes no speeding tickets. I've never pushed my own limits to what I clearly saw forming when I was young. Of course, as I've mentioned before, I've got into ham radio, the emergency services as quick response, and I learned to work the land, doing gardening and things that I enjoyed. If my views on the world should bother you, you are free to call John Stadtmiller and have him replace me at any time. The sooner the better. I am like millions of others on this planet who would rather do something that doesn't spark anger. That in the shows of the perception management, I basically tear the wool off the eyes of others that have been sealed. Not in my name. I have for decades listened to your elected leaders. Their hypocrisy is a joke. Decades of U.S.-backed coups in country after country, in which millions have been killed, because apparently, looking at the status of life and lifestyle here in America, that this is now a beacon city on the hill that all other countries must follow or be destroyed, because nothing this country does is wrong, right? With that, I want to take you back to an Indian activist who died in 2012. I would have liked to have spoken with him. Russell Means. He was famous of the or infamous of the Lakota Indians. And I'm bringing this out because of this festive holiday season of Thanksgiving. It's not against the white man's war on the savage Indians or anything like that, but it's more about the appreciation of the things that are around us. And it seems like more and more people are losing track of that. You can't even watch a video without someone holding a cell phone in their hand. I mean, they can't even go to the bathroom without a cell phone. I mean, this is how ridiculous this country is getting anymore. You know, they're just so attached to the physical things, and everyone has lost track of what's going on around them. So with that, I'll have our board op down there, Kenneth in Texas, play our cute little 4-minute and some odd second video here. He's around.
I'm a Takwepe. Me and my Lakota, and my Janta, huh? My Kinzi Tioshpa, Kile Sapa King, Lilawakan, Makawakan. What I told you in my language, roughly translated, is part of what I'm bound to say when I speak to people, because I come from an oral society. And I said, hello, my relatives. I am an ally, and I come from Yellow Thunder Village in our very sacred Black Hills, our holy land. Mother Earth here is what really it's all about. The female-male balance in the universe. As you can see, the disrespect for everything that is sacred is what's wrong with this society. And nothing's ever going to happen until this society accepts the fact in their heart, not in the right side of their brain, as the so-called Western scientists have ascertained, the right brain thinking, the linear mathematical equation to life. But what is needed is the knowledge and the wisdom that the earth is a living being. Even the Bible, a male-dominated religion, tells you dust to dust, that we come from the earth. And yet, Christian theology is bereft of anything about the environment. And our sacred grandmother, the Mother Earth, is what it's all about. Once we understand and know and feel that she is alive, you know, Western science has ascertained that. In the early 80s, they sank a shaft in Greenland, of all places, mile or so down into the earth, and brought up data for months and months. And with that data, they ascertained that the earth is a living organism in space. So now you've got your proof. You've got your proof. So please, start putting it in your heart. You got it up here. Now put it here. And she's alive. And she hurts, and she feels like you and I. With that kind of respect and knowledge, then this junk, all this junk, wouldn't happen. And you will understand the value, the spiritual value of a mountain that is the breasts. The mountains are the breasts of our Mother the Earth, and that's where we go for to nurture our spirituality. Ask any religion on Earth. Ask any scientist about the ions. And if you don't know what ions are, then go to your heart. I want to thank everyone for this play. I want to thank everyone for this honor. And I want to thank you for your attention. Ho, mitako, we are all related.
That was the late Russell Means. He was standing there next to an abandoned car, notably probably on the Lakota reservation over there. But I notice that no matter where we look at what man has done to this planet, in the name of progress, commerce, and it should shock many. The Lakota and the Navajo, as a reference, have had the uranium mined from their reservations, poisoned their people. That uranium was used in Kosovo, Afghanistan, Iraq, and poisoned people. Its shelf life is billions of years. This goes on. All for the profit of U.S. corporations. And of course, other countries involved there too, what they call their coalition of the willing. But this country is systematically, as well as others, basically tearing themselves apart for the greed and profit of others, like our stock market, or their stock market. All they talk about is the massive greed. They have indicators for greed on the stock market. Just paper IOUs, where people are betting on other people's lives. Want to invest in lithium? Well, may have to destroy a country to get it. Going to be your cash cow for the future. I can't enjoy fishing without a permit. Can't drive my 4x4 off-road as the intended use of those vehicles. Here in Montana, you also become aware of what is known as Forest Service gates that has blocked my access to our wilderness. You know, when you sit back and you look around and you realize, you know, I'm not the one out there is personally murdering others thousands of miles away. Nor was you or I ever consulted in those military actions. They are all by proxy, all done in our names. And if I had a military, it would be here at home, defending this country. A country that I'm supposed to call my country. Though everything I do in this country, as I mentioned, needs a permit or a license to do. In fact, if you look around in the room that you're in right now, or at the phone you have, everything is regulated by the United States government. I'm not really an animadvert, one that's highly critical of others, but when I see people do things that are clearly wrong towards others, I normally speak out and say something. If that makes me evil, so be it. I watch a lot of what's called fail videos on YouTube. Those like when they set up a bike or a skateboard on a sidewalk, then watch as people walk by, and then one sheepishly looks around and then grabs it and takes off on it. Strings attached, though. He doesn't get far. Rips out from underneath him. These are bait pranks. Even the government is involved in this in packages. They set up GPS systems in them, knowing that they'll be stolen. And there's a lot of high dollar value in there. And the police actually put high dollar values on there to make it a felony. Basically, they're not discouraging crime. They're increasing it to increase their revenues. To a degree, all these videos are entertaining to watch, as well as to see that all races and all countries are prone to theft by someone. Anyone here in America can read the FBI's crime database online and to see how bad crime is. as well as tracking crime on a world basis. Some like myself would ask why people do that towards others. Perhaps it's greed. If so, then I can see why others who have immigrated to the United States might come here carrying a chip on their shoulder. As I've highly outlined on this Perception Management show, the massive theft of other people's lands, their minerals, oils, resources, where they can't even pay their people. Their country of origin, as I've stated, has been looted by the CIA with their front groups, Centers for Democracy, and everything like that. We are today witnessing this in Bolivia, mass riots in Chile. The list goes on and on. And where, because Bolivia, as I mentioned earlier, has mass amounts of lithium, the new wave of the future, for new batteries. What is known is that the big corporations don't want that lithium in the hands of the local control of that country, because under Bolivia's socialism, the sales of such would benefit the people, not the U.S. corporations, as well as Germany's. I should add Germany in there, just so that our listening audience doesn't think that I'm just picking on America. They're all related, though. It's the same in Venezuela when you listen to a U.S. politician named Secretary Pompeo, or John Bolton, or Mark Rubio talk about the horrid conditions down there. Americans have to realize there's been three administrations of U.S. sanctions on that government. Why? It's socialism. It's all voted for. It's democratically elected. But who once sold its oil to benefit its people, to pay their health care, schooling, stuff, you know, they don't want that. The only free ride they want here, technically, is like through the Democrats, is to vote for the Democrats and get your freebies. What would anyone do in America if they nationalized, say, this country's oil and gas profits and use that to pay off the national debt or pay off health care or at least get health care and free schooling for everyone? They don't do that. There's nothing here for this country. Our roads are crumbling. The bridges are destroyed. The dams, over 700 dams need repaired. The levees in many countries where it's been, counties, throughout the Midwest and everything like that have been breached massively by the floods in the recent few months here. And there's no real infrastructure. They're always temporary fixes. We can use another well-known called saturation bombing. This is where entire cities are leveled. It's power, grid, water, sewer, destroyed, schools, universities, libraries, hospitals, all bombed. Yes, they are some evil axis as defined by the United States and its coalition partners. And that's the premise they use to do that. But in the end, it's always, we see the original goal, their oil and some minerals. To me, this is sickening. Yet to others, it's just a matter of doing business. A stock market bet. Oil jumps $1, and you see how the stock market moves up and down. It's not this country's oil, because the United States is a broker for oil. It means a lot, because that oil's traded in U.S. dollars. I think one of the most racist terms I've ever heard is the phrase, our national security interest, or if translated, so that we as Americans can live while others must die or have their countries destroyed. When we look at the sideshow going on in D.C. right now with the political clowns going at it, I don't care whether someone's a Republican or a Democrat. This has all been a distraction, a huge distraction. Nothing in the last 3 years has gotten done in this country for any of the Americans. That music? Yeah. Music break coming up here. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to call in. Share your thoughts. We'll be right back.
If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand. I'm your man. If you want a boxer, I will step into the ring for you.
But for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here on RBN. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. You know, I want to flash back just a little bit. You know, what we're seeing going on in Bolivia right now is the U.S. replacing the socialist government with a pro-fascist government. It's the same thing they tried with Chavez back in Venezuela, and the people rose up. And, of course, down in Bolivia, the people are rising up. They call them opposition parties. And with that fascism comes the massive killings. This is happening right now in Chile. How many times does Chile have to be overthrown? This is the the need for the U.S. to control everyone else's commerce. And it's sickening. Because with that, and the big corporations that go in there to facilitate whatever it is to have food on your table, since America has a slower and shorter growing season, and one that has been decimated by floods and stuff, they need that South American or equator type growing season. And so the lives of 330 million Americans here seem to matter more than those in other countries. That's what's so disgusting about it. Like this free trade, there's no such thing as free trade. Fair trade would be a better deal. Most of the produce here in our local store here is all marked product of Mexico. Everything I get from in here that says, you know, United States, it always spoils fast. I mean, like, I don't know why that is. Maybe it's crop damage, who knows. But you pay a lot for trade, and there's tariffs that are involved and stuff like that. And, of course, everyone's prices get raised up because of tariffs. Inflation's a big thing. But you think of all the iron out there, but there's so much greed. And I'm reminded of that here, too. The fact of, you know, I don't watch regular TV or anything like that, so I'm disgusted at that. To me, it's just absolute filth on there anyway. But with greed, there's always a buyer out there, and you might be one of them. The media, like with all these illegal wars, have been seen to inundate you with all their ads of want, then repeat them over and over to make you want them more. As a QRU member, I like watching these rescue videos, one such as a Canadian one called Hell's Highway, something like that, Highway to Hell, whatever. Anyway, it's a crash recovery show that of the ordeals of a heavy rescue, which is basically trying to flip a semi back onto its wheels, and then to be removed as soon as possible because, as well stated throughout the entire series, that it's millions of dollars of commerce moving on that highway, and you can't keep it blocked. What isn't surprising is how they capture all the radio traffic of other truckers bitching about the miles of traffic backed up and their delay. You're costing me money. Naturally. Yet if you, like I, have ever been on a traffic wreck, you'd know that someone who loses a life, that scene has to be documented as to its road hazard or personal thing like drunk driving or even falling asleep at the wheel. And I'll give you a personal experience of one such QRU series here in Montana here just a minute here, but we got a caller online, Mike in Kentucky there, so I'll go ahead and take Mike there. Good evening, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you touched on Bolivia there, and my internet connection's probably 2-3 minutes sometimes behind. So you've moved on since when I was provoked to call. Don't you think the whole thing with Bolivia is actually just about trying to keep that country under the thumb of the International Monetary Fund? Because the lithium, I'm sure China, I've read stories about China's trying to control a lot of the rare earth metal resources around the planet. They even trying to get by controlling the interest in the mining operation in California a few years back, and that was stopped. But they've expanded their agricultural interests into I think it's northeastern Australia, or it's too arid to do cattle farming, but it looks like that's what they plan on doing. Like there's going to be some, you know, climate change that'll bring water to that area. It looks like there's been water in the past, and they're helping. What country is Rio de Janeiro? Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Argentina in they have the South American Grain Superhighway. They're building a river up, locks and dams and stuff. China's working on that, so The whole thing in Bolivia looks, it just reeks of an attempt to keep it under the control of the International Monetary Fund and to make sure that
Mike, it is. If you recall in the last couple of weeks, if you've listened to the show here, Venezuela had bought up Argentina's debt and was subsequently buying up other Latin American countries' debt. And Paul Singer, who's a rich billionaire, didn't like that because Argentina had ruled against him. The New York courts had ruled against him, and so that left him $2-odd billion in the hole. And with Venezuela buying up all that debt, the only way to stop them from dropping off from the IMF, or the mafia, thing, was to stop Venezuela from selling its oil. And so systematically, if the U.S. causes millions of Venezuelans to starve because of this, who cares? It's just like now they're backed out on this Iranian deal with the U.S. being able to support the very nuclear reactor the United States gave them back in 1954. And it's all about the starvation of people until they capitulate for the interest of U.S. corporations. And as far as China,
Who got a nuclear reactor in 1954 from the U.S.?
Yeah, under the Atoms for Peace, United who? States, Iran.
Iran.
Yeah. In 1984, under the Atoms for Peace, the United States supplied Iran with its nuclear research reactor for the use of medical, which is all they're doing. And so when you hear them talking about enriching uranium to 20% or something like that, you'll see that it's clearly stated that it's for the enrichment for medical purposes. It takes Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's the thing you never hear in the news when it talks about Iran, and their nuclear ambitions, is you never hear that Iran has 10,000 cascading centrifuges, because that's what it takes to get to weapons grade uranium. Is you got to have 10,000 of these things, and they have to be cascading one into another. And they repeatedly have been trying to trade 3% enriched uranium for something like 20 or 30% for medical research with Turkey. Initially with Turkey,
that's right.
And then with
Turkey and Brazil. It was Turkey and Brazil, and the United States shut that down.
Well, right before Fukushima, they were trying to trade with Japan. Yeah, see where going there? Right before they were going to work a deal with Turkey, kaboom, big earthquake hits Turkey. Right before they were going to trade with Japan, kaboom, big earthquake hits Japan. That's Fukushima tsunami.
But, yeah. The headline's read, actually. It says, U.S. rejects Iran nuclear deal brokered by Turkey and Brazil and sets up new sanctions. And then the corresponding one, Turkey and Brazil set deal on Iran nuclear fuel swap. And so this was to make sure that, and if you listen to the OPCW, that they said that Iran was in complete compliance with the OPCW as an NPT member. And, of course, the United States doesn't like that because they want total control.
Well, and I think they're worried about the Brazil, Russia, India, China, BRICS completely being an alternative world of finance. There, the only countries that that we've attacked since September 11th are the ones that are trying to do their own thing, like Libya wanted to go back dinar. I think Syria is trying to get out from underneath the International Monetary Fund. The movie, there was a movie about this, by the way, called We Sell Chaos with Sandra Bullock, which was, I think, about the 2002 Bolivia elections, where a previous candidate ran and used Western campaign techniques in order to get reelected, and he promised he would not go to the IMF, and sure enough, as soon as he got elected, goes on a plane to New York and makes a deal with the International Monetary Fund to put Bolivia back underneath of their debt. Now they apparently have this huge mining operation there that's on either side of this volcano down there. I think one side's on Peru and the other one's on the Bolivia side, and so they've got rare earth metals chomping at the bit, for all these supposed electric cars, and they're going to be able to supply.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah. Don't think I haven't thought about leaving the country and going down there and driving a dang truck, because I tell you what, this, we're sitting on 288,000 tons of Fukushima just waiting to happen up here in this in America, in the Northern Hemisphere.
Well, but look at Australia. They got that massive leaking cylinder thing that's right on the ocean there of U.S. atomic waste from all the Marshall Islands and stuff, leaking like a sieve. You know, and you don't see the U.S. and its corporations cleaning up these areas they go into. And as I mentioned before, like with down in Mexico, moving those jobs to Mexico, they do that because the toxic poisoning in their areas is less restricted, and so they can sit there and dump massive chemicals into the rivers and stuff, you know. And those
people are straining at a gnat up here on all this chlorofluorocarbons, the CFCs, you know, the refrigerants and stuff that are supposed to be depleting the ozone. And there's two provinces in China that are pumping out more CFCs from their styrofoam factories than the U.S. probably ever has. It's actually creating local damage to the ozone layer over there, which I think eventually would have to drift on over here. And then Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, they want to launch something crazy. Like, one number I've heard is like 56,000 satellites, and another one is 74,000 satellites. And over the next 10 years, they want to try to get all those in orbit. And in 2009, four launches of the space shuttle did more damage to the ozone layer than all these millions of asthma inhalers that they banned for having chlorofluorocarbons. You can find the article about that, where I think it's some media outlet in Colorado is saying we need to regulate the satellite industry, or else they're going to seriously damage the ozone layer. And this is in 2009. So now, 10 years later,
Mike, I think that's going to fall in line with the 2020 plan of what they call full spectrum dominance. And that does not just apply to the U.S. military. Remember, the U.S. corporations and military are so tied up. I have another caller here, too, but the U.S. military and its corporations are so tied up together that it's like NASA. So much of its billions of dollars of budgets goes into so-called space, but the other rest, 15% or so, goes into the military. They all coexist on each other. And
well, that's what the Soviet Union used to charge about NASA. The Soviet Union used to claim that NASA was a military operation.
What is?
And of course, the space shuttle's design was dictated by the military because they wanted to jump up in a single orbit and grab a satellite or release a satellite and then come back down and land at Vandenberg or out in California. And the Soviets and the Chinese would not be able to track the orbit because they would just have one opportunity to track the thing. And so, thanks for all the dead astronauts, you know, the space shuttle's design was dictated by the military. And
the prime control, Mike, I have to leave you this one, but the prime control is that U.S. corporations will be in charge of everything, communications. Like Paul Singer, he and his buddies are trying to buy up all Latin American communications, as well as those sublet islands that have all been hit with hurricanes and stuff. This is the same tacticals, you know.
Mastering the human domain is what the military is calling that. I'll let you go.
Yeah, it's like everyone believes that we have to have a stupid internet or something like that everywhere, you know. Anyway, my best to you there. Thanks for calling in, okay? Andy in Texas, good evening, sir.
Hey, Keith, how you doing, my friend? Long time no talk.
Yeah, good to hear you again.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
No, have you ever heard of a guy? Ever heard of a guy named Jordan Maxwell?
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy, I mean, we got this whole, look, if we worship Jesus and he was the prophet and whatnot, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to be anti-Christian here, but the Son of God is two different things. I mean, the ancient people believed the S-U-N of God was the Son of God. And you see it in all these cave writings and stuff. And they never had this feeling of some sort of higher power other than the planets. And then you got the Native Americans who worship the planet itself.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't they? And why shouldn't we? Because everything we need to survive is on.
Yep. Yeah, Andy, you ever stand on the ocean?
Yep.
You ever hear the waves coming? It sounds like the earth is breathing.
Exactly. That's what I'm. That's my point. I'm getting at is that the Native Americans believe the world is alive. You just played that clip earlier of that Indian guy. I guess he's the guy who had Russell his chair coming down with the pollution. Yeah, Russell Simmons. Yeah, or whatever.
Actually, that was a different. A different guy. That wasn't Russell Means that played that actor. That actor that did that was clear back in the 70s. If you remember that pollution ad.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's what I was referring to. Yeah. But the whole point of the matter is that the Native Americans believed that the earth was their actual god. They worshipped it. They actually had a prayer, they said, after they killed an animal, and they thanked their earth for giving that animal to them, and they were very thankful for everything. And I think that's something that American people and the world people should get back to doing. Look, we're here on this planet. Everything we need to survive is here. And we have allowed humans to manipulate everything that we have that keeps us alive and well and healthy. We've allowed them to manipulate it and turn it into Cheerios with 3,000 words in the ingredients that we don't understand. We don't know what they are. They're preservatives. You see what I'm saying? So we've taken a perfectly good planet that was here perfectly to keep us and sustain us. And with this amount of people, still, we could do it. If we would just stay with the plans of the earth. So our real God of this planet is our planet because it provides everything that we need. And Jordan Maxwell made a very good plain sight when he said, the Son of God is the S-U-N of God. In the Bible, it says that the Jesus provided fish and wine and bread. Okay, well, the Son of God, the S-U-N of God, was hot enough ripen the wheat. He was warm enough to warm the water so the fish could survive. It was warm enough for the grapes to ripen so we could make wine. So the Son of God gave us all that. The S-U-N of God gave us all that. So, I mean,
I'll agree with you 100% on that, Andy. Christianity. No, Andy, I'll agree with you 100% on that. And that's why I believe that what we're seeing right now is what they're labeling as climate change is actually an act of God through the sun and stuff. Since the sun is weakened, no sunspot cycles for, God, I don't know how many years now, 3 or 4 years now, that our planet is changing there, and we see that. I mean, right now, there's a channel on YouTube called Two Preachers Channel, and I kind of like watching their videos here because they're recent ones, and it shows the mass floodings throughout, whether it's Saudi Arabia, Oman, Iran, whatever like that, France, Italy, Venice, and we don't hear that in our news over here because, see, they're Europeans and stuff. We only hear about when it hits America or when the United States State Department can use it against Iran when Iran had its big floods and they says this is because of your leadership that you guys are suffering over there. Well, in the meantime, and I have an article for that here in a little bit, but in the meantime, here in America, all those farmers lost so much property, their livestock, a million livestock dead. I mean, we're not supposed to look at anything wrong in this country. It's only what Iran's doing or what someone else is doing, you know?
Well, haven't you noticed that only the people who don't want a central bank and the dollar as their money are the people that we're demonizing? And notice that Syria is one of them. Iran was one of them, or is one of them. Iraq was one of them. Afghanistan was one of them. Libya was one of them. Yemen was one of them, so on and so forth. And they want to go for Venezuela because they don't have the U.S. dollar either. I mean, this is a series of just world conquer. They want to conquer the world and put everybody under their rule because there's money to be made. And this is all about the dollar. And thank God
I mentioned, it's greed. You know, if you get a chance, there's an article. I'm not going to be able to get to it because of the timing here, but it's called Land O'Lakes, which is I didn't realize this, but it's basically a bunch of privatized farmers. But their CEO says farmers are in crisis and America isn't paying attention. And this has to do with the massive floods and everything like that. And it would behoove all Americans to read that, of the massive farm bankruptcies, the farmers committing suicide. And, of course, who do you replace it with? What, a bunch of Latin American slave laborers that are going to work for those U.S. corporations? Because they're not going to rebuild here in America, I can tell you that.
Well, but on the same token, we have to look at the Army Corps of Engineers and whatnot in charge of all those dams and
levees
stuff.
And stuff.
They
yeah.
didn't release
yeah.
the water in time before the spring frost and stuff, and they allowed it to flood. This was all programmed. It was pre-planned.
Yeah.
And actually, I saw some papers on it as they said that it was something they were going to do. They want us to have a food. I mean, that Hunger Wars or Hunger Games or whatever
yeah,
is something they really want to see come about.
That's right, and they also made it so people in those areas could not get flood insurance.
Exactly.
But you still owe the bank.
And they want them off the property, too. They want the land. It's part
yeah.
of Agenda 21, or Agenda yep. 30 at this point, I guess.
Exactly.
Anyway, thanks,
all right, Andy. Yeah, my best to you, okay?
All right.
Anyway, so I was going to give you a personal experience here. It was one of our QUR scenes here in Montana here. Lake County Dispatch had gotten a 911 call that had kept dropping, and they couldn't get a fix on it because of its location. Of course, the location was not known. And so basically they dispatched five different cities or little townships and stuff like that for all the volunteers, including myself, to go out and search for this vehicle. It was finally found. It was a Ford Expedition. When the truck had hit the bottom of this ravine there, it was going up a hill, and it just kind of careened off because of the icy road there, and jumped up over the bank and went down over the side there about 75 feet. And when it impacted there, it drove the dash, pinning the female driver's legs into her seat. And, of course, it took us at least 40 minutes to get jaws of life and like that. Anyway, when it got done, they had to amputate the lady's legs on the scene there. And I could only imagine those in the backed up traffic then bitching about all the emergency trucks on the road, people trying to get up and down a snowbanked hill and trying to extract a woman and perform these medical things on her, as well as the wait to have a life flight, as we call it here in Montana, to hoover in a snow and stuff like that to pick up someone like that. But this is the catch to the real story, because, you know, in Montana, most of these rural fire departments are all volunteer. We have to go out and do the expense of the training in our areas on firefighting, vehicle wrecks, use of suppression, and so on, you know. And what got me, and I'll get to you in a second, Patty, here, is in the aforementioned, the video series Hell's Highway, where it was, all they talk about is money. And I had a friend who named his business GTC, which stood for Get the Check. And yes, doing business costs keeps it, you know, it keeps it going like that. It, you know, employees, they employ people, or employers, they employ people, and they have to purchase their materials as well as pay their Social Security and tax and stuff like that. But, you know, I look at it different there when you look at the road conditions prior to a wreck and stuff. I mean, seriously, if you've got Congress out there allocating hundreds of millions of dollars to arm and train alleged moderate rebels over there in Syria, think of how many snowplows could have been bought here in America to maintain these roads, which would have cut down on the wrecks, deaths, all that stuff like that, but they won't do it. It's a boom for the insurance industry, traffic fines, all that. And it's just a constant vicious cycle. Anyway, good evening, Patty from Missouri. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm doing okay, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Oh, hanging in. They're a little pain tonight.
Yeah, that's a constant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to put my two cents in here on this climate change BS. Climate has always changed. That's what climate
That's
does.
Correct. That's correct.
But people need to understand that what happened in the Midwest this spring was not natural. What
I don't
we
think
have,
it was either.
What we have, well, we can. Well, I live here in the Midwest. We can time this stuff just like clockwork. It happens every year, right on time, right before the farmers need to be in, getting ready to get in the fields and start breaking ground. That's when it always comes. And then they hit us again right after the crops start coming up so they can flood them out. This was by design. This isn't natural at all.
I believe that firmly, Patty.
What we have is globalists who bet on weather derivatives for profit. Then they manufacture the weather wherever it needs to be so they can maximize their profits. That's what all this hysteria is about global warming. And this Green New Deal isn't about the planet at all. It's about green money.
Yeah.
it's nothing but a carbon cap tax scam. Because when corporations that pollute can buy credits from corporations that don't pollute, and then buy those credits so they can keep polluting.
Yeah, Patty, hang on with
you. Nothing.
Yeah, hang on, okay? I'll be right back after the commercial, okay? Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back. Here's Chris Gustafson. Floor.
Two truck drivers drinking their coffee. Two oaky kids by the door. How much are them candies, they asked her. How much have you got, she replied. We've only a penny between us. Them's two for a penny, she lied.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams have been so aimless. And now I'm so tired of it all.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management. I'm currently talking with Patty over there, and thank you there, Kenneth. And Patty, before I get back to you there, I want to say one thing. Today, life is centered too much upon greed, and those filmed near these riots on, say, a Black Friday sale are proof of the same. Or standing in line for 24 hours to get the latest new iPhone. Or that take one that step just another step further. There, the scenes of a hurricane and the looting of those stores were stupid people instead who should be worried about food and clean water, out stealing giant flat screen TVs or some prized high dollar sneakers. The power's out for weeks. I can imagine the spouse or the loved one like that is sitting there going, "What was in your mind stealing a TV? We need food."
anyway, Patty, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I agree. That's why the Bible calls money filthy lucre. It can be used for good or bad. When it's used for bad, it becomes the main
But you know, with greed. That greed, though, it fuels corporations to consume more and want more of someone else's lands to produce those iPhones and stuff, to mine those minerals, have some cute little fat-bellied black boy over there mining cobalt over there in Africa and stuff like that, you know. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, back to the climate change.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I've done extensive research into this over the years. What we have is the United Nations and their Agenda 21, 2030. What happens when you want to go in, bankrupt these farmers and go in behind them and buy up their land for pennies on the dollar? That's what the elites do.
Sure.
And then they want corporate farming. They don't want any private farmers growing food themselves. The government wants to control all the food supply. That's what the end goal is.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree with you.
You know, everybody
like in China right now. China, Patty's had to call 100 million pigs due to that swine fever or swine virus. Well, and now it's breaking out in other places. You know, you start wondering, is this on purpose?
Bioterrorism.
Yep.
Well, the thing about it is, like Carlin said, it's a big club and we're not in it. This country, or the whole world, is controlled by Rothschild bankers.
Yep.
They create the Hegelian dialectic. Just like communism, Nazism. It's two sides of the same coin. They created it. And every war is always funded on both sides by the bankers. That way, it's a win-win situation for them.
And that's why now, I believe what we're seeing in D.C., Patty, is the same thing. It's just different sides of the mob taking over.
D.C. is damn criminals.
Yeah.
That's all we got in D.C. is criminals.
Yep.
And they don't have to worry because nothing's going to happen to them.
Why I believe with all this pedophilia, we're having right now or experiencing in the world here, whether it's Prince Andrew or Epstein, stuff like that, they keep changing laws to keep lowering the ages of consent down so that these guys won't get prosecuted for their crimes.
Well, what they're trying to do is normalize. They're trying to normalize.
That's the end of the show here, Patty.
Okay.
So anyway, thanks for calling in, okay? All right, my best to you there. Anyway, for everyone out there, Thanksgiving there, be sure to sit down and be thankful, not so much for the slaughter of millions of Americans or millions of turkeys there, but times may be getting tougher here with this different farm crisis and the financial warning signs that are out there, so pay attention to what's going on in the world and forget what's on TV for a while. Anyway, my best to you for the listeners out there, those in the chat room. Kenneth is always in the control room who blocked me on Twitter. And you all have a good evening there, and we'll chat to you next week there. And sorry that Gator didn't make it tonight, but he felt like he was tired. Anyway, my best to you all, okay?
Testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.